Hello, everyone. This is all age, so it's a very short sermon. It's the shortest you'll ever hear me. You'll be very glad to hear. Who was here yesterday? Who played with those animals? Because it is harvest all their day, so it is about animals. I just want to say, I'm getting a rabbit this afternoon. Oh, I'm so excited. Anyway, seeing as it's harvest and it's animals, it's good. But wasn't it good just to really just be playing with those animals and stuff like that? It's great. Any kids here like apples and are not allergic to them and are allowed to have them? Are there any? Children? Right. Do you want to come and get an apple? Come and get an apple. Come. Yeah. And you, come and get an apple. You can come. Ross, you can have an apple. Peter, do you want to come and get an apple? Come. Samuel's not allowed them because I know Samuel's allergic to them. That's brilliant. No, you can have it. I'm going to let you eat it. They're just because, well, it's harvest. We give things away. A great subject today is do not worry, isn't it? And actually, if you know anything about farmers, and I know a little bit because I was in a rural church at one point, was that one not good enough? God, he's fussy, isn't he? if you know anything about farmers, they worry a lot. And I used to be in the rural church, and I can remember the farmers at the particularest time of year getting the harvest in. The whole thing was just very, very stressful. And, my visual aid is an apple. Great thing, isn't it, an apple? Amazing thing. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. What do you worry about? So what do you worry about, Peter? Whichever one Peter is, I'm sorry, I get mixed up. Oliver and Peter, which one? What do you worry about? Tell me. Do you worry about anything? No. Worry about an apple? I'd worry about your apple if I was you. What do you worry about, Ros? Go on. Lots of things. We all have our worries, don't we? We all worry about things, stuff like that. Learning to trust God with our past, our present, and our future is really tough, isn't it? And it is trusting him with a whole lot. It's not always easy, but it is how God wants us to live. He wants to live in a way that we trust him, that we don't worry, that we're not worrying about our harvest, not worrying about what we need, our food and our clothes and everything. We're told in the scripture, aren't we, do not worry. But I guess those actually, I was thinking about this and I thought it's very easy to say, but those that actually need to use the food bank that we are supporting here today, or the homeless in Barnet, might say that's very easy to say, isn't it? A very easy thing to say, do not worry, when you have enough, when you have a roof over your head. We can take things for granted, can't we? So what did Jesus mean? I was thinking about this. What did actually Jesus mean? He lived in a world where poverty was all around him. There was just poverty everywhere. He saw the reality, and yet he still shares that message, do not worry. So even though there was poverty everywhere, he still said, do not worry about these things. Do not worry about your clothes. Do not worry about food. God provides everything. It took me back, actually, to one particular thing. It was when I was in Ethiopia. I loved my visit to Ethiopia. I get very excited about them. I see Lily come in. I go, oh, Ethiopia. It still marks my life in so many ways. It was such an amazing experience for me to meet them amazing people in Ethiopia. And I went a few years ago with a group of women, leaders, and we went to talk to the women who set up self-help groups. In those groups, there were women who had been hopeless, homeless and hopeless, actually. But now, they weren't anymore. And they weren't because they worked together in these communities and they helped each other. And through that, they got out of their poverty. And it was just amazing stories of God, amazing stories of coming together and being community and trusting God in ways that would blow your mind. There was one woman there, and I remember her very distinctly, and she was in her 20s. She was a young woman. She was a beautiful young woman. And I can remember speaking to her, and she spoke about how she'd had absolutely nothing at all. And yet she said she has come to feel that she has absolutely everything. And she said, and it wasn't food and it wasn't a home that was important to her. She found this group of women, this community to belong to, and her life changed. She actually said, and in this case, you know, where for her no food meant no food, she said that actually more important than food was that she found Jesus. And it impacted me because she understood poverty in a way that I didn't understand poverty. Amazing woman of God. It's just a very powerful story, isn't it? A reality as well for some of them. So I came to understand that actually I could see that her relationship with Jesus was the thing that she really couldn't live without. And this is what I think Jesus is saying. He's saying, do you know what? More than anything, you need me. You need me. She didn't worry about the things she didn't have anymore. She had learnt to trust the things that she did have. And what she had was a Christian family, and she had Jesus, and they shared. And it was just so remarkable. You know, here, what we're going to do, we're going to share this. We're going to share this, aren't we? Sharing what we have. It's just wonderful when we do that. So we are celebrating harvest today. Creation doesn't worry, does it? Creation, it doesn't worry. Like that lady in Ethiopia, we need to learn to trust God with our lives, to trust his timing. So this apple, these apples we produce, anyone else want apples? There's loads here to come and get them. these apples here, does anyone have an apple tree? Yeah, I think I do, but as we know, I'm not exactly the greatest gardener in the world. So I kind of ignore that. When does it blossom? When does your apple tree blossom? Spring, yeah, exactly, spring. The apple tree blossoms in the spring, and it doesn't really worry about it, does it? It just does it. It blossoms, and it knows when to blossom. Its timing is kind of just right somehow. It needs to do it, though. It needs to blossom so that it's at the right time, so that the insects can pollinate it, and so that it can grow at the right temperature. Everything has a season. Everything has a season. I know for me, when I'm worrying, it's often, and you might this, you know, it's often because actually I'm not trusting God with the season. I'm rushing things. I want to get there. I want to do. I want to know this. I want to go forward. I want to whatever. So I rush things. But trees know there is a time because God makes the conditions right for them. The tree knows the time and it knows the signs as well. The tree can count the daylight hours, and when the time is right, blossoms. The ability for plants to know when to blossom is called, and I've got the word up here because I couldn't, you know, photoperiodism, apparently. I probably haven't said that correctly, so if anyone wants to correct me now. What a wonderful word. Hello, do you want an apple? Are you allowed one? There we are. If you're not allowed one, your mum will just now just throw it at me, I suspect. So what a wonderful word. So I've taught you a word today. Great. Photoperiodism. In other words, God puts a clock in the tree, if you like, so they know the time to blossom. They just know. They know. They trust. And they know. Just like there are seasons and times in our year. There are seasons in our life as well, aren't there? And we have to trust God. God has perfect timing. And if you like, I was thinking about this, it's like his Holy Spirit is in us. It's kind of the clock, isn't it? It tells us not to worry, to trust God with our lives, to not worry. Worry is not trusting God. God knows what we need. He knows when we need it, even if we don't believe him. And to worry is to not put our lives in God's hands, whatever season we're in. Whether it's a hard season or a good season, we just have to trust God. It can be hard, can't it? So we may not understand or know when the fruit will come, but we can trust God, that he knows our future, and it's secure with him. So that's what it's about, isn't it? Trusting God. Do not worry. The harvest in your life will come. But you may need to go through different seasons, trusting God with each season and praying that he helps you when you worry, when you're anxious. So I just want to really leave you with just saying, do you trust God? Do you trust God? Do you hand over your worries, your anxieties to him? Do you trust him? Do you trust his timing is perfect? Trust and listen to the Spirit in you.